Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Salem High School bringing us back from break. You're kicking off the 9 o'clock hour, halftime across the state of Georgia. I know the Dirty Birds up there in Flowery Branch, they're getting ready to head on up there to Carolina. But in the meantime, we're going to head up there ourselves right across the street. It's David Freelander, and it's Eastside, and it's Flowery Branch. It is halftime up there. David, welcome into the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show. Come on in.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, we got another wild one going in here. So yeah. We're at the half, and Eastside leads Flowery Branch 21-20. The difference is they missed extra point on one of the Flowery Branch touchdowns. They've been doing it in different methods here. Flowery Branch's quarterback, Brett Sturm, has been huge on the home run ball. He's got 3 touchdown passes. For 261 yards. He's got touchdown passes of 68, 81, and 6 yards, but he's also got another completion for like 56. That set up another touchdown. So, I mean, it's like I said, they've hit the home run ball pretty well. Meanwhile, Eastside is countered with a lot of short passes and some key runs by Miles Mims, who has 3 touchdown runs. So, I mean, it's just been kind of back and forth the whole game here. So it's going to be an interesting second half.
Awesome. Look, that's a compelling football game. That's a big game up there up in Flowery Branch. But, no, absolutely keep us updated, David. Thank you so much for jumping
absolutely.
In with us.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, and Coach Parker, Eastside and Flowery Branch, 21-20 is your score right now. Flowery Branch throwing the ball around, Eastside kind of trying to kind of keep it short, man.
Yeah, Eastside's been really good the last several years. It's out of Newton County. They've just played in different classifications. But now, you know, Eastside's 2-2. That's a don't let the record fool you situation. They lost to Archer, really big school. They lost to Newton, big school. It's a rival. You know, Flowery Branch now a region game. So that's a region with – Flowery Branch, Eastside, Madison County, Walnut Grove, North Oconee, East Forsyth, and Cedar Shoals. North Oconee will win that region,
yes,
barring some miracle. But this will be a type of game that would determine a lot of times that second place finish or maybe that third place finish.
And I was there for that. I believe it was Eastside, and it was North Oconee. I drove all the way out there to watch that football game. Oh, what a game that was! What a game that
and
was!
You can see Eastside kid, they're legit.
They got some guys.
They're legitimate.
Yeah. They got a kid who's over there at Georgia Tech now. Ran for 5 touchdowns in that game. Mm-hmm. He was all that North Oconee could handle, and that's where Harrison Faulkner, the quarterback there for North Oconee, put the team on his back, led the team all the way down the field. It's Buster Faulkner's son. Going down to Georgia Southern University. He's a senior this year, and that offense is rolling, man. They're rolling.
They're really good. North
really
Oconee
talented players.
Is really good.
And our friend David Pollack, friend of the program, he's a defensive line coach there, and he does a great job out there with the Warriors, man. But I do want to go right back out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Sandy Creek and Trinity Christian, kind of a one-sided affair, but to kind of give us an idea of what's going on. Chris Dunn joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chris, how you doing, man?
Good about self.
Hey, man, I'm living the dream. We're talking high school football, man. It doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. It's been the Amari Latimer show down here. He had over 120 yards in the first quarter. By halftime, he had 4 touchdowns. They built up a 30-0 halftime lead. Looks like Trinity Christian's about to kick a field goal here to finally get on the board.
Yeah. And look, Chris, I mean, look, Amari is one of the top running backs in the state of Georgia. Is it just the kind of thing, just turn around and hand it off?
Yeah. There's been mixed. There's been a few where he, you know, flattened a couple guys and have nothing but green grass. A couple times the line just blew open a hole a Mack truck could go through. Some screen passes. He's just a man among boys. We've got Ohio State has coaches here tonight to take a peek at him.
Hey, how about that? And he's a Wisconsin commit, isn't he?
He is.
His brother
and,
went to school
Wisconsin
there.
They pulled his older brother out of the portal this last there, trying to make it a family affair.
Yeah, how about that? And Trinity Christian, I mean, that's a proud program. That's a team who's gone and played for a couple state championships. How are they looking this year so far?
They've got some talent, but definitely Sandy Creek they look loaded, kind of in their own class.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of the par for the course there for Sandy Creek, the fighting Dylan Matthews there. Yeah. Appreciate you, Chris. Keep us updated on everything that's going on down there. Thanks for jumping into the High School Scoreboard Show.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that Sandy Creek, really good. Really, really good.
You can say that again.
Speaking of really good, early in the show, first segment, I mentioned that Jackson County was playing Clark Central, and even though Jackson County's 3-1 and Clark Central's 1-3. Mm-hmm. Clark Central normally beat Jackson County, and they beat them out for the region last year. And Jackson County's been playing football, I think, 40-something years.
Mm-hmm.
They never won the region championship. Jackson County must win this game today to win the region championship this year. They must get over this hump. Were they going to be able to? This is their team. At halftime, it's 51-0, Jackson County.
How about that?
You think they were ready?
I think it looks
like
it. You
think they came ready to play? 51, Jackson County,
ooh.
Clark Central, 0.
Not many recounts are going to be going on in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And just a reminder, everyone, Fermetco Sports is our proud sponsor here of our scoreboard updates. But continuing here around the state of Georgia, how about Cass and Cedartown? 16-3 Cass on top at the end of the second quarter.
Cass got a great team. They beat North Cobb. Mm-hmm. And a big upset a few years ago. But Cedartown changing coaches this year. They got Tommy Atha as their coach. A little bit discouraged in some of the outcomes they've gotten, but Coach Atha will have him ready to play. He was a longtime coach at Darlington. I expect that to be one to keep an eye on. I'll give you another one to keep an eye on. Jenkins is up 14-9 on Calvary Day.
That's a good one. Down there in Savannah.
Yeah, I mean, it's South Georgia, but that's a big one right there.
Yeah, that's actually, ironically, Coach, that's exactly where I was going to go. Jenkins and Calvary Day, 14-9 in that one. That's a good one. Westside Augusta and Aquinas, 7-7 is your score right there out in Augusta.
You know, Westside's got a good team out in Augusta this year. This is probably one of the best teams they've ever had. So, and Aquinas is the private school in that area, so it would be an easy one to that's a big game locally. You know, Sam and I talk a lot about just what's a big game there. It may not be a big game here in the Kia studio sometimes, but it's a big game there. You know, and Lassiter and Pope is a good example.
And that's what
of,
matters, yeah.
That's a big game in that community.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. It's a big game. I'll tell you another, it's a big game. Allatoona 21, Dalton 21 in the third quarter.
Ooh.
Dalton hasn't won in a long time. And they really have not won in a long time.
Carpet capital of the country.
That'll be a good one to keep an eye on. Harrison's up 28-14 on Campbell in the third quarter. I don't know if we gave the score in the GPB game, but it's 10-10 at the half. North Cobb and North Paulding in the North.
How about North Paulding fighting back and getting a field goal in there?
Yeah, both teams scored in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
How about that? Osborne up 14-7 on South Cobb. And at the half, a game we're really keeping an eye on, mentioned several times, River Ridge is up 21-14 at the half. So Sequoia making that a little closer to River Ridge, but that's one to keep an eye on. That would be a major upset if River Ridge were to beat Sequoia.
How about that? Yeah, Carver-Columbus head out to the west side of the state. Carver-Columbus and Columbus, two undefeated programs in the third quarter, 49-7 is your score there with Carver-Columbus.
Listen, Carver-Columbus, kind of like Sandy Creek.
So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem that, like, Garrett, every year is a little different, but it does seem like there's a little bit of separation among the elite teams.
Yeah.
Like North Oconee, really good.
And this is when that kind of thing starts to happen as we're getting into that second half of the season.
Yeah, Carver-Columbus. I mean, you know, the coach at Carver-Columbus, Jarvis Jones, you know, former
Bulldog.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jarvis Jones coaching the team there, his alma mater, his first year. They won the state championship last year with a coach, Pierre Coffey.
Yeah.
Dr. Coffey. He became an administrator.
Okay.
And they hired Jarvis Jones. Man, they haven't missed a beat.
Is Jarvis in the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame?
Yes.
He is? Yeah. He sure is. He was. I mean, he had a hell of a career at the University of Georgia, went out to USC for a couple of years, had the neck injury, and then he comes back and plays for Mark Richt's squad. And SEC Defensive Player of the Year, had a pretty great career too, and a first-round draft pick and everything else.
First-round pick by the Steelers.
Hey, your Steelers, man.
Yeah.
Didn't have a great professional
I bet
career,
if they'd have kicked him the ball, Don.
I bet he would have picked it up.
He was coached up in Georgia.
He would have known.
Dale McGee was his high school coach. Y'all know Dale.
I know Dale McGee.
Head
Georgia
coach
State.
Of Georgia State. And I can assure you Dale would have told him that it's a fumble until you pick it up. It's always a fumble, Dom. You got to talk to the Steelers about this.
I was going to say,
you have Tomlin's
number.
Hit him up.
I was going to say, you see how everything in this show still revolves back to me, Dale McGee over at Georgia State. That's my alma mater as well. Like, all of this stuff.
We're just here for you, Dom.
The world revolves around
me. We are just here for you.
The high school scoreboard show revolves around
me. Stevenson is off this week.
So what we need is a couple dollar bills. We need to get it to your sponsor.
Garrett, for our longtime listeners, Garrett is just excited that we're on you, Dom, and not that time that he ate all the crystals.
Hey, man.
Well, you know, it's funny because Garrett asked earlier, what would you do with the $900,000 that some of these kids were getting? And I was like, well, that's only like a week's worth of crystals.
That's a lot of crystals, man.
For Garrett, we would have had a studio full of crystals. And for Dom, we would have had a mirror so he could look at himself.
What are we getting you, Coach Parker?
You know, look, when you're about my age and moving around, I'm just glad to be here with you guys.
Yeah.
What I would probably be getting is a better chair. You know, I don't.
Yeah, he's butting our biscuit right now. That's what he is.
Listen, it's a whole not joke to talk about. Can y'all imagine high school kid? Because these are just regular high school kids. They just happen to be good at football.
Sure.
I mean, they're just regular guys. Just
these
like
kids
you
are
guys
getting at
were.
The high school level, too.
And they're giving them $900,000?
I don't know if I would do it. I don't know
you would do it. I mean, but I don't know what you...
Oh, I do it. Don't get me wrong. I do it now.
But you know what kind of fools come into your life
goodness.
When they give you $900,000?
Coach, I'm the fool. That's the thing. I'll become a fool if you put $900,000 in my pocket
you're my
at 18.
Age, you know, if you're my age and you do come into some money,
sure.
People come out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine...
You make a lot of new friends.
You can imagine how that's magnified. When somebody our age has to make those tough decisions, I mean, all joking aside, that was an unbelievable statement. I know we took it somewhere else quick, but you think about these 17, 18-year-olds getting that kind of money. They don't know what to do with that.
No.
I mean, what are we doing?
You put $10,000 in my pocket at that age, and I'm absolutely going crazy.
Absolutely. You put $10,000 in my pocket today.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. That's real money.
We'll be going to Crystal, Dom.
Hey, we're going
Listen, we hit that thing up if we get that 10 grand.
Yeah. Heading back out around the state, East Jackson and East Hall, 4-0 East Jackson team up 29-24 over East Hall there, Coach.
Both teams sneaky good. East Hall's kind of sneaky good, actually.
Yeah.
They played North Hall really tight. They've had some tough losses, but they're really good. East Jackson, potential to be one of those best team in school history type seasons, really doing a nice season so far.
For sure. North Hall, speaking of, 28-0 on top of White County, 4-0 on the season.
Yeah, North Hall's going to 5-0. My Pickens Dragons are 4-0, trying to get to 5-0 with Dawson County. If they win next week, next week they're playing either way.
Yep.
It'd be nice if both teams were undefeated.
Yeah, score update.
North Hall, Pickens, both undefeated next week. You might just send, like, Eric up there or something.
Hey, you know? Might as well. I mean, he likes to get in the car, man.
He does.
He went down to Lowndes, I think, one time, and he did that game.
He went
in
to Jackson County last week.
Yeah, and now he's out. Now he's out in the west.
So it would
west
only
side.
Make sense if Eric's listening.
He's our long driver.
He's gone south.
Long distance driver.
Eric's gone south. He went to Valdosta.
Sure.
He's gone east. He went to Jackson County.
Okay. How long of a drive is that for me?
Jackson County?
Yeah.
Maybe like an hour and a half.
I got
but
a beat.
Probably
I went
about
to
the
Athens.
Same. Yeah, it's close to Athens.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
It's he went about the same distance to Carrollton or to Temple today, right? That's where he is in West
Temple.
Georgia.
I've been to Carrollton. That's not a bad drive.
Yeah, but that's west.
Shoot, it's a good ways west. But
so Eric's been west. He's been east.
He's
been
go
south.
North.
It's time to go north.
He sure is. Well, maybe we can convince him to do it. I'm sure he's not listening yet. He's still covering some football games, and I'm sure we got a score update coming from him here shortly as his game hits up close to halftime. But we'll get that when we come back. We got more scores that we got to jump into. We got a lot of games. We're into the third quarter here. We'll get you more updates as we go along. My name is Garrett Chapman. That's Coach Chris Parker. This is the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 90.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune on the game. That's the sounds of Dutchtown bringing us in, Coach.
That's Let me tell you, that Dutchtown band's got is good now.
Okay.
But they're not playing much tonight.
Langston
Hughes is putting it on them.
Now, Langston Hughes.
49-6.
Langston Hughes, that's a team that I've seen this year. They played Douglas.
They're really good.
That game almost got crazy. It was one of those games. Well,
Douglas County's really good, too.
Oh, no, they're real good. But yeah. That was a game that Langston Hughes. Well, yeah, you're in the high school scoreboard show. Garrett Chapman, Chris Barker here. 9:20 here on the show. We're starting to roll into the third quarter. But that Langston Hughes Douglas game, that Langston team jumped on them. They hit some big plays, and they just dominated the explosive offense. You talk about winning the moments. That's what Langston Hughes was able to do. But they took their foot off the gas in a big way. And Douglas, I mean, just they said kind of just kept going. They just kept pushing forward and just kept grinding. You just keep chopping. That's what Kirby Smart likes to say. And then all of a sudden, they were an onside kick away from potentially coming back and tying the football game. That's how quick it happens, Coach.
It happens quick. Let me tell you, let me get off. Let me change subject just for a minute here.
Okay, what you got?
I'm going to barely be in the Georgia high school football realm here. At halftime.
Okay.
Tulsa 16. Oklahoma State 3.
That's a broken program, man.
But you say, what are you talking about? Mm. Well, one, you know, anytime we can throw in a Mike Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40 quote, that's one of my favorites.
Worth it.
You know, but Tulsa.
That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time
that's
ago.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, he's way past 40. But Oklahoma State is obviously in the same state as Tulsa.
Sure.
And Oklahoma and Oklahoma State dominate that state.
Mm-hmm.
If Tulsa can beat them, that's a massive win.
Yeah.
And you say, why are we talking about this? My man, like one of my favorite coaches, people in coaching, one of the guys I connect with all the time I love, is Tulsa's head coach.
How about that?
Trey Lamb. Trey, his dad is a guy named Hal Lamb, who won like a million games at Calhoun High School as the football coach. He just retired a few years ago.
His son played quarterback at
his son named Trey.
Yeah.
That's now the coach at Tulsa.
Okay. Wait, when was he there?
Yeah. So Trey was at Mercer as an assistant coach with Bobby Lamb, his uncle. Then he went and got a head job he was at East Tennessee. Before that, I think he was at Gardner Webb. And now he's over at Tulsa. He's just really risen up the coaching ranks. Trey Lamb, a Georgia high school stud, legend.
Trey Lamb, and that name does draw, because he played in my classification when I was in high school. Now it makes me feel kind of bad about it. But no,
well, you're sitting here with me.
And I'm sitting here with you,
and he's trying
man.
To peel off the upset of the year. So
No, they had the upset of the year back in 2011, and they took down a Buford team who had won five or six straight. Coach Jess Simpson.
Yeah.
That Calhoun team beat him, and
that was a big upset. Hal Lamb was the coach of that team.
I still remember that game.
That's Trey's dad, but I mean, listen, Trey Lamb is a great football coach, an upcoming guy, and this would be a massive win for them.
That's huge.
So I'm just bringing, and he is a Georgia guy. I mean, and Trey's a guy that we connect with a lot on my podcast and stuff like that. He's just a great coach. And I'm really excited to see them have a little success. This is his first year at Tulsa. Tulsa had kind of been in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get it out. I mean, he won at Gardner-Webb. He won at East Tennessee State. Tennessee Tech, he was offensive coordinator there. Everywhere he's been, they've been winning. Now seeing that at Tulsa is exciting to me. So thank you for indulging me.
No, of course.
It kind of is connected to Georgia.
It's connected.
High
and you hearkened back to something that I could remember back in my heyday, I guess you could say, where they used to whip around and – Just dominate some folks, man.
Anybody else notice that Garrett's heyday was 2011? Wasn't that like I got socks.
2012.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Back in the day. No, but wait, no. I mean, look, yeah, the Lamb family. They won three state championships up there at Calhoun.
Right.
You want to talk about just a Americana is up there at Calhoun High School.
Yeah, and you know, Trey's uncle is Bobby Lamb. Hal's brother is a longtime head coach at Mercer. He's at Anderson College. He was a coach at Furman, head coach at Furman. Their grandfather's a guy named Ray Lamb, who was a legend in high school football, coaching in Commerce, but also worked at UGA, was one of the first like high school liaison guys at University of Georgia. Coach Ray Lamb still around. So, yeah, that Lamb family, I mean, high school football royalty for Georgia there. Yeah, and
runs deep.
I know they're all excited tonight watching Trey and his team.
And that's one place that I have not been yet. Speaking of heading north, that's
one
place. Never been to Calhoun. That's always a place that I've wanted to go. I know that that's the house of horrors for away teams, especially in the playoffs. That's a spot where
they won the state championship last year.
Yeah, that was a team, and they started slow, too.
Clay Stevenson does a great job. He coached with Hal for a long time, took over for him when he retired a few years ago. He's done a great job carrying on that tradition. Yeah, they started 1-3 last year, won the rest of them, win the state championship in an upset over Jefferson. So, yeah, really excited to see that. I'm really hoping that Tulsa can pull that one out. We'll take some credit on the high school scoreboard show. So
sure.
We're going to take some credit for Georgia. That's a little Georgia in that win. Getting that.
Yeah. That'll work. Yeah, and you said that Oklahoma State and Oklahoma have dominated the state of Oklahoma. I think it's, you know, one is dominated and one has just sort of been along for the ride.
Well, I think what you think of it like this. If Georgia State or Georgia Southern or, you know, if they're able to beat even Georgia Tech, Georgia.
Huge,
those are massive wins for recruiting.
I'll never forget when Georgia Southern went to Athens and nearly pulled it off with Mark Richt. I'll never forget that.
And that's kind of what's happened is what I mean.
Yeah. So no, that's a good point.
It's fair to say that Oklahoma is much better than Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I tease. I also tease, yes.
But Oklahoma State has had some really, really good teams with Gundy. I mean, they really have, just not right now.
Yeah. They're struggling. They're down pretty bad. But I do want to head out west to, speaking of which, I do want to talk about Temple and Pepperell, and that's where Eric Slaughter, we're going to catch up with him, and he has a halftime update for us.
It's the 92.9 The Game Halftime Report.
Getting you caught up on all the scores from all the games.
Here's Sam and Chris.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter checking in to you from Rogers Stadium here at Temple High School, where we have reached halftime. And at the half, it's the visiting Pepperell Dragons who have the lead over the home Tigers by the score of 20-14. The Dragons jumped out to an early 13-0 lead in the first quarter. The Tigers did storm back, scoring 14 unanswered points in the second quarter to take a brief 14-13 lead over the Dragons. But late in the second quarter, Dragons quarterback Tant Moss, who has accounted for all three Dragon TDs through the air, got his team back in the end zone with his third touchdown pass of the first half. It will be an exciting second half here as the Dragons are looking to spoil homecoming for the Tigers. It's a beautiful night, and we're a beautiful stadium here at Rogers Stadium. We'll see how this goes down the stretch. But for now, your halftime score is the Dragons of Pepperell 20 and the Tigers of Temple 14. Let's go back to our studio tonight with Garrett Chapman and Coach Chris Parker. This is Eric Slaughter for the High School Scoreboard Show.
Big thank you there to Eric. Great job. Great stuff as always. Good football game he's got out there on the west side.
Yeah, 20-14. That's exactly what you think. Look, Pepperell is a good football program. That's the team that's won the state championship. They've competed deep in the playoffs. Temple on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the computer said they were a little better, but, you know, that computer
Computers don't play football games.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that's a close game, but it's not near over. A lot of football left to play. Looking forward to seeing what Eric says the rest of the night.
Yeah, we got a lot of great games here across the state. Just a reminder, these are brought to you by Fermetco Sports. Get your good scoreboard action there. It is our scoreboard update, and they do a good job with their scoreboards. Collins Hill, 2-2 squad there with Central Gwinnett. They're up 16-0 in that one. We're going to head way down south to the Isles of Brunswick, and they're up 21-0 over Greenbrier. And if you want to stay down in that area, Statesboro High School, 8-0. They're on top of Bradwell Institute. It looks like Buford's on their way. They got a win over, well, it's not a win yet, but it's 49-7 right now over Discovery. Ooh, man, how about this one, Coach? North Gwinnett and Parkview, 53-6. Just one final.
Yeah, like North Gwinnett. I mean, that's more about North Gwinnett than it is Parkview.
Yeah.
Parkview's actually got a good program. They're on the way up. I'm
telling
you. They
sure do.
Yep. They, like I said, they beat West Forsyth a couple weeks ago. And that's a team we've been pumping up tonight. So, North Gwinnett, this is a team that had a lot of seniors last year. Eric Godfrey's a coach. They got some good assistant coaches. They got a lot. They got Buster Faulkner's brother coaching. So yeah. they've got a lot of good coaches, and they just got great players that recycle through. And they have what everybody's envious of, Garrett. You want to build a football program.
Yes.
You ought to have good football teams, but you want to have a good football program. And the difference is the program is bigger than the one group of kids that came through the one time that mm-hmm. were good. And North Gwinnett had that group of kids last year. They went 10-0. They won a few playoff games. They got beat, I think, in the semifinals. I mean, they had a phenomenal team, like a team for the ages. But then they graduate and they find some more.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the programs
do. That's a program.
And that's what you're seeing from North Gwinnett. Big win tonight, kind of showing that. They're just more established right now than Parkview. And that's something we would have never said back in the day, you know, before your day, like in 2003 and 4 and 5, that we would have never said
Jeff Francoeur and
that
company
Parkview was behind North Gwinnett in anything.
Yeah.
But that's changed since then. So, yeah, Jeff Francoeur and company had some good teams there.
Absolutely.
You remember those? That's like the teams
I remember
of
Jeff Francoeur.
Very youth.
I remember Jeff Francoeur playing for the Atlanta Braves. That was the thing I remember.
Well, he also played some football.
I heard he played some football. He was going to go to Clemson.
Yeah, he got offered by Clemson. Yeah. I mean, he's a stud. Yeah, great
football player.
I mean, he made the right decision. You know, nobody hits you in the baseball game.
No.
You know? So.
Well, they will. Just ask Ronald Acuna. They might have hit him a couple of times. But keeping it here in the city, the county of Gwinnett, South Gwinnett, 14-0 on top of Rockdale County there in the second quarter. Etowah and Marietta, 29-3. The Blue Devils are on top in that one. Up in Forsyth, we've got Alpharetta, 13-0 on top. 2-0-4 squads. Alpharetta, that's a program that's kind of come up and down here over the last couple of years, and right now they're struggling to get off the mat, but it looks like they're on their way to a potential win there. Wheeler and Walton, those are two proud programs. Wheeler, one of those teams you don't want to read into that 1-4 record too deeply. 21-14, Walton is on top in that one, though, Coach.
That'll be one to keep an eye on. Wheeler doesn't beat Walton very often.
Mm-hmm.
But those are neighboring games. That's one of those neighborhood rivalries. That's
love
right down
games.
The street from each other.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that. Speaking of which, also we got Creekview and Woodstock 21-21 in the fourth quarter. Tied. That's a Cherokee County rival game.
Hey.
Creekview, Woodstock 21-21, fourth quarter. That's going to be a big win for one of those teams.
How about this one? Grayson and Grovetown. The 3-1 Grovetown squad against the top-rated team in the state of Georgia, 3-0.
Really? 3-0.
3-0. That's what it says in the third quarter.
Hmm.
I almost want to double check my sources here.
It's like the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah, I
three
know.
To
that's
nothing.
Crazy. 3-0. It's a baseball score.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Braves actually checking my phone. They score more runs.
Hmm.
We'll see. But Grayson, that's a top team in the state. That's a potentially upset
Every
territory.
Every week's its own thing, man.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, well, Fabian Walker, he had a lot of advice here for us. We're going to take a listen back to that conversation. Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer, class of 2025, Florida State Seminole, one of the most prolific passers in Georgia high school football history. He's going to join us next. This is the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pleased to be joined here by Fabian Walker, new addition here to the Georgia High School Hall of Fame. Welcome in. I'm proud to welcome in here on the waitfor.com hotline. He is from America's High School. And Fabian, welcome into the High School Scoreboard Show first and foremost. And this is where I always like to start off these kinds of interviews. Just your memories of high school. What is the thing that you remember most when you think back to what you did on Friday nights?
Oh, man, playing on Friday night in America, Georgia, this small town was known for its football. It was a special moment, man, to have the whole city come out and support us. It was amazing to put that helmet on and walk down that field with guys that I grew up with. You know, we played in the sand and dirt together, fought with each other. So it was amazing to be able to put that helmet on and go out on that football field.
Fabian, talk to us about a moment. Like, what is a moment that stands out that you're like, man, at this play, this season, this game, what's something that stands out when you think about your time in America's on Friday night in a time when nobody threw the ball, but you threw the ball, my man? We're going to get to that.
We'll get to it.
You know what? You're right. But the crazy thing about it, the biggest thing that I take from my whole football career was that I wasn't even going to play the sport. I didn't play my freshman year, and going into my sophomore year, a lot of guys knew that I was just an athlete, and they kind of forced me to go out and play football going into my 10th grade year, and to go out and beat the coach's son, who was a senior, to win the quarterback position, and to think that was a team full of seniors, all the pieces were together on their team, and I was like the missing piece to go out and help lead us to the state championship game. That was the greatest moment of my high school career, was just knowing that I wasn't even going to play football. And from that moment on, everything just took off.
Listen, for anybody listening, let me set the stage, Garrett, a little bit with Fabian Walker here. And listen, back in the day, we talking about in the 90s, Garrett, this is when I started coaching. You and Dom wasn't even around. The people ran the ball, okay? They ran the wing T, or they ran the option, or they ran the I. And the Fabian Walker became a legend in Georgia for the last 20-something years for being the guy that shattered passing records, okay? Yep. Now he's like in 30th place because everybody throws the ball. But I'm giving you your credit, my man. For like 20 years, they broke every record throwing the ball. So talk about the courage that the coaches had to have in you and you had to have, because I'm telling you, I can't express these guys enough how different what you guys were doing was than what everybody else was doing.
Man, it was the thing of it is, I think the coaches saw something in me that I didn't even realize what was in me, because, like I said, 15, 16-year-old at the time, first time playing quarterback, they just knew I was an athlete. You know, it was a lot of times I had the opportunity to get the formation and I would call plays from the line of scrimmage. I mean, I had the keys to the offense at a very early age, and I think the coaches had to realize and see something in me that I didn't even know existed. And like I said, to not wanting to play football, to having complete control of an offense, you know, and like I said, go on and lead state, go to state championship games, and deep in the playoffs out of other years, it was amazing.
And Fabian, then you go from there, and then you go down to Tallahassee, and you go play for Bobby Bowden and everything else down there. And just tell us about that transition, and what was it like playing, going from South Georgia football and then going in and playing for, at the collegiate level?
That was a great transition. First of all, Coach Bow, may rest in peace, was an amazing guy. Came and to America, sat in our home, ate food with us. So he was a real, like, a true parent coach to a lot of us players. And he definitely made that transition a lot smoother for a lot of us players. And to grasp the speed of the game there in Tallahassee, playing at Florida State. But, you know, I had to battle a lot of injuries with my shoulder some, but it was a great experience to be able to step on the field out in Tallahassee.
And, Fabian, do you have any coaching stories just of your interactions there with Coach Bowden?
You said, what was my interaction with Coach Bowden?
Yeah, just your interactions, any funny stories, anything that you can think back to your time when you were with him.
Ooh, man. I think one of the greatest moments was when I had the opportunity to sit down with him and Burt Reynolds in his office.
Okay.
And I think Burt was in there just cracking up jokes and stuff. And I still have an old picture with me and Burt Reynolds and Coach Bowden's office. I thought that was pretty amazing. At the time, I wasn't a big, you know who Burt Reynolds was at that time. But you know, I did research and learned about it. But I thought that was a pretty cool moment.
Hey, Fabian.
I like it.
I'm here with the young guys today, so I appreciate the Burt Reynolds story. They're looking it up who that is as we speak.
Yeah.
But listen, back on the high school ball. So I know that you got a son that was a good player and's getting recruited maybe. So, but think about this, man. If you shattered those passing records today, that NIL value would be way up, my man. How jealous are you of these guys today?
Man, look here. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with one of my friends, Alonzo Jackson. You know, he played at Florida State and America with me. We literally just hung up the phone, and we were talking about the whole NIL thing, and I'm like, man, it would be so crazy right now to be coming out.
You got to think about, like, what you know is Trevor Lawrence and Aaron Filo. Garrett covers Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. You know, this was Fabian, and he shattered those records. Didn't beat him by a little. So just a different time. So what advice do you have for guys that are coming in the recruiting process? What did you learn that you can pass on to guys who right now want to be you? They want to get a chance to go to Florida State.
Yeah, I think right now, man, it's the recruiting part of the game. I mean, it's new to me, you know, learning all about, like I say, the NIL and having money thrown at you left and right. I think they don't need to get caught up in that moment of just making moves just on financial parts of it. You got to go somewhere where you really can feel like you don't have the opportunity to play and the opportunity to, you know, you want to feel like you're at home on the campus. You know, a lot of times people go making decisions based on money and you find yourself next year want to leave there because it didn't feel like home and you just made a decision about financial. And so just be patient, man, and just enjoy the whole opportunity of being recruited right now because it's crazy right now.
Fabian Walker joining us here on the wait4.com hotline. This is our school days segment, one of my favorite things that we do every single week. He's also going to be a member of the Georgia High School Hall of Fame here in 2025. And Fabian, I do want to talk to kind of keep it on that advice type of route there. You have a son who played quarterback up there here in this metro Atlanta area. But as far as developing and continuing to you know, grow as an athlete, like what were your advice here just for the young athletes who could be listening?
I think playing the quarterback position right now is it's kind of me looking at it from me playing the position. I'm thinking it's a lot easier now because you kind of got a lot of freedom and you know you get the opportunity to pull up a lot of numbers throwing the ball around. And I mean, like I said, we threw it back then, but it's totally different now. You know, the passing concepts, you know, the receivers, the athletes that are catching the ball. So, you know, there was times in America that I might have had John Wilson and the other couple years had Robert Johnson at receiver. So, you know, now you got four and five guys, it's four and five stars. So I think, you know, being a quarterback now, man, it's use it to your advantage.
They give you more options now, right, Fabian? We can run the ball here, or we can throw the screen over here, and you guys were a little bit on the cutting edge of that. You mentioned having the opportunity to change the play a little bit, and now that's commonplace, right? You're just going to see,
I think we were way ahead of our time. We got the offense from Hal Mummy. Mm-hmm. He was down at that offense, that run and shoot offense. So we took that offense and kind of just really opened it up. And it seemed like from that moment on, like I said, kids today, they're just throwing the ball all over the field now.
Fabian, what do you see? And it was just in this class of the 2025 High School Hall of Fame, Georgia High School Hall of Fame class. I mean, what kind of honor is it for you? I mean, like, what are your reactions to that when you got that call?
Honestly, man, I'm looking at it like, you know, all the, like I said, the coaches, some of my teammates on America High that saw something in me that I didn't see. So this moment, my name is being called, but, you know, I got to give huge congrats and props to all those coaches, Coach Rager, Coach Wade, a lot of my teammates that obviously saw something in me because, you know, this is an amazing class that I'm coming out with. And just to be honored, you know, and to be named with the Kirby's and Cam and Walt Frazier, you know, it's an honor. And I'm really thankful to be honored this year.
This is our third year with this, Garrett. You know, I'm on the board for the Georgia High School Hall of Fame, Sam, too. And Sam and I both voted for Fabian, okay? This is a guy we want to see in there.
There you go.
And they got Cam Newton's in the class, Kirby Smart, Walt Frazier. Y'all know who Walt
Frazier
is?
I know Walt Frazier. Come on.
Okay.
Now.
Walt Frazier played football, too. He played football, too. Hey, he's a stud basketball player. But I'm telling you, for high school ball, Fabian put up better numbers than those guys.
Yeah.
Like for high school ball, this was a guy way ahead of his time. And so I'm really excited you're getting a chance to get that honor, Fabian. I'm excited to meet you at the ceremony. We're gonna have our little baby blue jackets on, Garrett. You know about that?
Okay,
these,
okay.
They get these baby blue. It's coming, Fabian, so get ready. Okay. Plan your outfit.
They give you one of those too?
That's the only way I can get one, baby.
I was gonna say
I wasn't to get enough players, but I could put one on as a board member, right?
That's, all right.
And so plan your outfit around the baby blue jacket.
Baby blue, okay.
Okay, yeah. But well deserved, Fabian. Well deserved.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And that's going to be October 25th, is that right?
Yeah, October 25th.
Tickets still available?
Get the College Football Hall of Fame. Tickets awesome. Are available through Score Atlanta.
Okay.
IJ and his guys do that. They do an awesome job. I mean, we have, you know, I mean, it's a litany of people, Garrett. There's 20 or 30, like, Hall of Famers in wow. this thing. Yep. I mean, really good people coming through Georgia. And for a long, long time, this was the most prolific passer that we had.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, we got Hall of Famers. And look, and we have one of the best passers of the football in Fabian Walker, and he's going to be in this class. Fabian, thank you so much for joining us here.
I so appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. It was our pleasure indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.